In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. When I came to you, brothers, I did not come with eloquence or superior wisdom as I proclaimed to you the testimony about God. For I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. C.S. Lewis wrote a book upside down. Holy men of God wrote a book backwards. Strange as these statements may sound, they capture for us the central meaning of our text. A common denominator exists between Lewis and the holy men who wrote the scriptures that deserves our consideration. Lewis was acclaimed by many to be one of the most intellectual giants of our century, yet he was often ridiculed by the scholars of his day for his belief in the devil. Such fairy tale concepts had no place in the doctrine of a reasonable man. Rather than debating the issue in vain, Lewis set out to write one of his most cherished works. He wrote the book upside down. Representing the opposite of Christian doctrine, the Screwtape Letters were written from his point of view. The letters paint a clear picture of how devils not only exist, but also how they work in our lives. The devil, to Lewis, is not a doctrine to be debated. Satan and his work are proclaimed in the Word of God. Likewise, did the inspired writers of the scriptures set down words that contradicted supposed human reason. What could be more unlike logical thinking than to proclaim a Christ and Him crucified? As Paul correctly states, such an idea is foolishness to man. From a human point of view, the Bible is written backwards. After all, doesn't it depict in its central teaching a God who acts in history in a totally illogical manner? Consider the line of argument contained in God's Word. God creates man in His own image. Man disobeys God and becomes totally corrupted. God is angered by the sinfulness of mankind. God promises to punish man for his sinful nature, yet loves man at the same time. Therefore, God solves the problem by Himself becoming a man and suffering death and the torments of hell in our place. This gospel message is incomprehensible to our way of thinking, for our minds have become clouded by our sinful nature that we possess. We are spiritually blind, dead, and enemies of God. Humanity is unable to comprehend a Christ crucified. However, our lives have been touched by the power of the Holy Spirit working through Word and Sacrament. Through our regeneration, we are able to see the foolishness of the gospel as the wisdom of God. The crucifixion of Jesus Christ is no longer absurd to us. For in it, we can see the beautiful picture of God's perfect love working for us in history. We have been enabled to see not only a dead Messiah, but a risen Savior. For we are people of the resurrection of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Beloved children of God, and that is what we are, we have been commissioned by the Lord Jesus Christ to preach this word to all of humanity. Only through this message of forgiveness through the death and resurrection of God's only Son can people inherit the gift of eternal life that God is holding in store for them. This is why the apostle tells the church at Corinth that he had resolved to proclaim to them nothing except the gospel message. This is the resolution that the God and Father of us all calls upon each and every one of us to make for ourselves in our personal ministry. The inspired apostle realized, as much as any one of us, that challenging the other kingdom with the gospel message is not an easy task. To those who remain spiritually blind and enemies of God, the gospel remains utter foolishness. We are ridiculed for believing in the unbelievable account of God reaching down to mankind to cleanse us of our sins. Don't be discouraged, brothers and sisters. The death and resurrection of our Lord is not an article of debate. It is the word of God, and in this word is strength and power and the encouragement to carry on with our work of proclaiming Christ to all the world. For I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. As Paul wrote these words to the Corinthians, he meant much more than merely preaching about God. He meant living for Christ as well. Paul's entire life as a redeemed child of God centered around servitude to the King. That King is Jesus. Our commissioning by the King means that we must speak in such a way and live in such a way that through us people can see the image of the Son of God. Taped to the pulpit of a church in Concordia, Missouri, is a reminder to the one delivering the sermon for that day. The words are those that the world itself cries out. Sir, we want to see Jesus. Can you honestly say that people are seeing Jesus in you? The mere asking of this question brings to our remembrance the many inadequacies that we have in living for Jesus the Christ. Yet scriptures remind us that in such earthen vessels as ourselves is contained the very treasure of the kingdom of God. And as the Holy Spirit works in us and enables us to carry out the proclamation of Jesus Christ, we become open through word and sacrament to receive the very power, will, and purpose of the Almighty God. With the working of such power, we can be assured that in us people are seeing Jesus. They see the love that God offers to all of us, and they also see that He offers us forgiveness and life everlasting. Amen.